Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. At the beginning of the modern gun deer season a few weeks ago, Ag Commissioner Ryan Quarles designated opening week as Hunters for the Hungry Week. Ivan Schell with that group says any hunter who wishes may donate a deer to feed the hungry, and the process is easy.
Well, it should be fairly straightforward. We have a website, which is kyhuntersforthehungry.info, which has virtually all of our information on it, including a list of the processors to which they can make a contribution of their deer. And on page 10 of the Kentucky Fish and Wildlife publication, which is the Hunter program, they have listed our program as something that is desirable as well. So you can go to our website and really obtain pretty much any information that you're looking for.
Schell says the group is making an impact, and he'd like to see that grow.
Well, we have approximately 1,000 to 1,200 deer that are donated a year. So assuming that each person only contributes one deer, then obviously we'd have about 1,000 hunters that would participate. Some hunters contribute more than one deer, and we're delighted because of that. But I would say that on average between 800 and 1,000 hunters in Kentucky participate in the program.
Non-hunters can also help in this effort. We'll talk about that in a minute. We'll be right back.
During the holiday season, the answer to all of your food or gift ideas is Kentucky Proud. Kentucky Proud represents food products that are made by Kentucky farm families. Kentucky Proud products also make for great gifts that everyone will enjoy. Visit KentuckyProud.com for a listing of retail stores in your area for all of your holiday needs. Kentucky farm families, feeding Kentucky, feeding the world. Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
We're back with Ivan Schell, Executive Director of Hunters for the Hungry, which several years back started as a simple idea that's grown into a major protein source for the hungry.
Actually, what happened in 2000 was the Department of Fish and Wildlife came to Safari Club International and asked us if we would get together with our sister organizations who represent sportsmen around the state to put together the Kentucky Hunters for the Hungry program, and we did so. And in that first year, we collected about 20,000 pounds of venison. And since that time, we've pretty much leveled out at between 60,000 and 70,000 pounds of venison from around the state, which generates approximately 500,000 meals.
For interested non-hunters, he noted line 33 on state income tax forms, where anyone can help out and make a donation for the Farms to Food Banks Trust Fund, part of which helps offset deer processing costs. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.